What about, have you ever heard of people who had a separate room in the house where they would keep stuff like that?
Yeah, storeroom.
Call that a storeroom?
In, used to be in more farmhouses than in townhouses, there would be next to the garage.
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
And a lot of that went back to the old carriage days. Mm-hmm. You know, they would have the carriages or the wagons right in one area, and then all the necessities,
mm-hmm.
you know, in room right next to it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Or would it be possible to call that something like that, since you had a lot of junk, maybe the room that it was kept in, you just call that the...
A junk room?
Junk room.
No, it's just
mostly
storage.
Storage, yeah, I see.
Not many people want to admit they keep junk.
Yeah, valuable, but good. It's what they are. Artifacts. Yeah. Well, so I'll ask you about an expression. Say, when a woman gets up in the morning, sometimes she might, putter about in the house and maybe straighten something here or dust something there, you know, that kind of thing. What would you say she's doing? You'd say she, every morning.
No, just rearranges.
Rearranges. What about maybe something like she cleans up or straightens up? Or
straightens up would be, that would be a more common term.
I see. Or talking about cleaning up, that sort of thing. When you do that, the thing that you use to sweep the floor, you just call that a
broom.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the type of broom, not so much the one that you see commonly now with the long wooden handle, you know,
mm-hmm.
but one made entirely out of straw?
Yes, I saw some as a child. We used to raise broom corn. And
broom corn?
Yeah, right. it had a stalk, you know, and
mm-hmm.
shucks that could be used in the making of brooms.
Mm-hmm. I see. Was that material of the straw or whatever called anything in particular other than just straw? Or was the broom itself called anything in particular?
No,
Have you ever heard people talk about broom straw or something?
Yeah, like that? Right. That's a bit broom straw.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or say this expression: if I were looking for the broom and people were in the corner, and the door was open so that I couldn't see the broom, you'd say that the broom is
behind the door.
Anything else that you could use to mean the same thing besides behind? It's behind the door, it's...
No.
Could people say something like, well, it's back of the door?
Right, that would be, it's back of the door would be it's just... I haven't said that in so long.
Yeah. Right. I say, years ago, I don't know if this is still done now, but on Mondays, I believe, women set aside Mondays for doing one particular chore. Do you have any idea what that?
Washing was usually on Monday.
Do you have any idea what they did on Tuesday?
Ironing.
Did I iron? Do you have any idea if there were particular days of the week that were set aside for particular chores like that?
Saturday was market day. That's all that I can think of. Sunday, was the day everyone did go to church. The church was a very important social function as well as religious.
Or say, is there another way of saying you got to do your washing and your ironing? Maybe one term that would cover all that. You got to do your
laundry.
Your laundry.